T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Congratulations to Renee Nelson of Columbia, Illinois. She just picked up a pair of tickets to see U2 May 4th at the Scott Trade Center. Tickets go on sale next Monday, but Renee has a pair for their Innocence Tour 2018. Not the same as the Joshua Tree Tour, but still a great show. And we'll have more tickets, our last pair of tickets for the week, tomorrow morning on the show. So the other day, Jen and Schmig talked about Nick Jonas and how his mom still does his laundry.
Yeah, he says his mom looks forward to it when he comes home. He brings all of his laundry. And I'm saying she doesn't.
Yeah, right.
Which reminded me of Jen's own brother.
Yes.
Who until his...
until, like, shortly before he got married, my parents used to drive over to his house while he was, you know, traveling on business. That was always the excuse. Drive over to his house, pick up his dirty laundry, bring it back to their house, wash it, dry it, iron it, hang it up, and then put it back, hung up in his closet.
Wow. That is full service.
Yes. I was like, wow. You guys need to stop doing that. And they say, oh, we don't mind. We like to do it. You know, they didn't have to do it. No one was twisting their arm. But he was a grown man in his 30s making enough money where he could have taken some of his stuff to the dry cleaners. Like, let's be real. But my parents did it to be nice.
And, you know, we also talk often about Kevin, the intern, and his lack of having trash pickup at his house because he doesn't want to pay for it. So his father-in-law drives to his house. How far away is it? 10 minutes?
It's about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Drives to his house, picks up Kevin's trash, takes it to his house, and then burns it, yeah, or whatever he does, yeah, with it.
I don't know how it started. I don't know how the conversation began or why it actually happened, but it's a nice service. And
you
I
don't
like
say
it.
No.
Gary's
no.
Trash service.
Yes. I love it.
So that got me to thinking about things that you're too old, that you are old enough to do, but your parents still do for you. For example, fill in this sentence. I'm blank years old and my parents still blank for me.
Yes.
All right.
No, it's not.
I'm very self-sufficient. I haven't had my parents do, you know, my mom still gives me the gargle of salt water.
Yes.
Anytime right. I have a sore throat.
Right, right.
You know, that's her. I know it's coming. Like, I don't feel good in my throat. Well, don't forget to gargle with warm salt water. But I don't really have her do any, you know, she's in her 70s.
Right.
You know,
I'm
not going to make her. I'm too old, but there's still, I'm sure, some 20, 30-year-olds that can fill in this sentence. So give us a call. And don't be embarrassed. We won't make fun of you. Maybe a little, but you know you're too old for it.
Right, right.
314-531-9898, 618-397-9898. I'm blank years old, and my parents still blank for me.
Today's best.
Adele on Y98, a grown woman with children of her own, and I doubt that her mom does a lot for her anymore.
Maybe she does her nails.
She had a single mom, too, growing up, so I'm sure she spoils her mom rotten now that she's successful. But we're asking the question of you, because Joe Jonas's mom still does his laundry.
Nick.
Him, too. I'm sure Joe brings it home. He just doesn't admit it. Nick Jonas said that his mom, he brings his laundry home when he goes to visit his parents, and his mom loves to do it, and I'm saying that's a lie. But we're asking you to fill in the blank. I'm blank years old, and my parents still do blank for me.
All right, Josh, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm 43 years old, and my parents still pay my Sam's Club membership.
Oh, sweet.
That's a good little spiff. How much is the Sam's Club membership?
Excuse me?
How much is the Sam's Club membership?
He doesn't know his parents pay it.
I have no idea. They pay it yearly. They've paid it since I graduated college. I was 4. They moved me to St. Louis. We went to Sam's. He opened up an account for me and put it on his business account, and he's paid it ever since.
Oh, my gosh. Nice. I want to say it's like $50, but that's not bad. I'm sure it's one of those things that just comes off their credit card every year, and they don't even pay attention.
Right. I asked him about it once, and he said, yeah, I know I do.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
It's very sweet. I love this, the parent love.
Uh-huh.
This is Bevan. Like Bevan. Kevin, but Bevan.
Hey, I like it.
Hey, Bevan, fill in the blanks.
I'm 58 years old, and my dad still waxes my car.
You're 58, and your dad still waxes your car?
How old is your dad, Bevan?
My dad is 75.
Still young enough to wax a car.
Yeah. Bevan, I think I'd take that off his
to-do
list.
Young enough to wax a car.
Oh, he probably does enjoy it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I think he does. He says, let me do that. He says, you just don't do it right.
Oh, that's a good little... I don't think I've ever had my car waxed.
Me either.
Thanks, Bevan.
On the car front, I will say this. I am years old, and when my dad is in town or we're visiting my dad, he will take my car early in the morning and fill up the tank with gas.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to... line one, Cece. Okay, Cece, this is one of my favorites. Hit us.
I am 35, soon to be 36, and my mother still cuts my pancakes.
That's awesome.
Drop the mic, Cece. You win.
Cece, that's the sweetest thing ever.
She just does it so perfectly. She does it in these perfect little triangles, and I can't do it. And by the time I cut a pancake, I'll die of starvation.
I am more, Cece, I have to say, I'm more of a cut and eat person.
Oh, cut as you go.
Cut, eat.
They have to all be cut first.
Okay. Well, Cece, that's a very sweet mama of yours.
That's funny.
Thanks for calling. Thanks.
All right. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Dell. Let's start.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
A very special Thursday edition.
Oh, yeah. It is actually special.
We say it's special every week.
Unlike the special that usually isn't.
It's just the same.
It's just
Where's Jill?
It's just the day. She'll be in at 10. All right. This is a little NFL things you didn't know.
Okay.
Here's something you didn't know. Maybe you did if you're an NFL junkie. The Steelers have won 7 games this season so far. The rest of the AFC North, the Bengals, the Browns, and the Ravens, have won 7 combined.
6 callers ahead of us, Jimmy.
No, 7.
The Colts quarterback?
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett?
Jacoby.
Don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name right. Has already thrown 4 touchdown passes that have gone for 60 plus yards. Peyton Manning never did it more than 3 times in a season.
Ha, dang it.
Right?
Wow.
It's pretty interesting, huh?
Better than Peyton.
Here's something you didn't know. If you win a prize on The Price is Right, you have to pay California income taxes on it before you can even leave the studio.
What?
Oh, geez, that's embarrassing.
What if you don't have it? What are the odds that somebody's got that
much
money?
Well, I mean, if you win the Showcase Showdown, what if you win both Showcase Showdowns and it's like... It's a lot.
Yes,
I'm trying to think of like...
They're usually like 25 grand.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Yikes.
This is a little sad to me. Here's something you didn't know. All 16 celebrities that Madonna mentioned in the song Vogue are dead. Lauren Bacall was the last one to die in 2014. Marlon Brando, second to last in 2004.
Yeah, a lot of them were already dead before she...
Yes.
To be fair.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. Here's something you didn't know. Kevin may have known this, though. Stan Lee originally planned on the Incredible Hulk being what color?
Gray.
Yes.
Oh, no, not nearly as fun.
Yeah, but, in fact, he was in the original issue. He's gray.
Well, because of issues with ink colors, he changed him to green.
Huh.
Vanna White, here's something you didn't know. Vanna White has not flipped a letter in 2 decades.
Uh-oh, sounds like someone's girdle is pinching.
Because she just touches it now and it turns.
Yeah, 1997.
Wow, that's when they... I mean, sometimes she had to flip them quickly and turn
like
the letter.
There was some skill involved
there.
Oh,
yeah, there was. By the way, speaking of Wheel of Fortune... I have a Wheel of Fortune story coming up in Schmig in a little bit.
Hello! here's something you didn't know.
It's called a cross promote.
I know, I liked it. Billboards are banned in Vermont.
I don't believe it.
Oh,
and have been since 1968.
Because it takes away from the beautiful scenery that is Vermont.
Yes.
The fall.
Foliage.
Amazeballs.
Here's something you didn't know. Of all the American currency in the world.
Yes.
Everything that's out there. About 80% is in $100 bills.
How come you go to Bangkok every other month? What good does that do me?
I've got $100 bills to spend.
$100 bills, y'all.
80% though.
That's probably because they don't get exchanged as much, so they stay in better shape. Because aren't bills taken out of circulation when they're kind of tattered? Ones, I would think, would be the most common.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Kevin knows all about the ones.
So what? Who cares?
I do. Yes.
Because he only carries $3 in his wallet and tried to pay for our diner tour all summer long with $3. Sorry to bring up a sore subject.
Hey, I took care of the last two diner people.
This is things you didn't know and the airing of the morning show grievances.
We're just saving space.
It's breakfast festivus.
Here's something you didn't know. A lot of people love LaCroix sparkling water.
Oh, I drink a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. You think it's probably like some fancy French name, don't you?
LaCroix, yeah.
Right. Nope.
What does it translate to?
Wisconsin. It's a cross between La Crosse, Wisconsin, where it's made, and the St. Croix River in Wisconsin.
It's not as fancy now.
No, not as fancy. And finally, the Big Mac was originally called, anyone know?
Big Mac.
The
McBig?
No, that's a good guess.
The Big Ray.
No, that's a good guess too, because Ray Kroc, the Aristocrat.
What?
Oh, but then they heard that joke and they decided that was a bad idea.
Things you didn't know.
Why? 90.
And it's brought to you by Dirt Cheap. The holidays are right around the corner. So think Dirt Cheap when you're getting all the get-togethers together.
That's not the copy. When you're getting all the get-togethers together.
I tried to make it ridiculous. So think Dirt Cheap when stocking up for get-togethers. Local, domestic, import. It's all on the cheap at Dirt Cheap.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
Okay, this heartbreaking Wheel of Fortune.
What?
It was a pair.
They had twosomes as a team.
A grandpa named Frank and his granddaughter, Laurel. They made it to the bonus round.
Okay.
Pretty good chance going in. They had 5 of the 13 letters revealed.
All right. Well, can you tell me what I like to guess this because I'm so awful at it.
Okay. The category was food and drink. Here you go. Mm-hmm. Blank, 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 E-D. That's your first word.
Okay.
Second word. Blank, blank, C-C, blank, blank, N, blank.
Okay. That's it?
Yep.
That's it. Go.
And what is it? What's the category?
It's food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's food.
Second word, zucchini.
Yep.
Fried. No.
That's what they
guess. That's what they guess.
It's too many letters.
Well, it's not too many letters, but they give you the R.
Yeah.
That's one of the gimme letters. So it wasn't fried zucchini, but Frank guessed that right as the 10 seconds expired. It was baked zucchini.
Mm.
And then Pat Sajak revealed what they could have won.
Oh, no. Is it more than normal?
It was the jackpot. $1 million. And Frank was...
Oh, was he devastated?
Oh,
that's an awful... awful thing.
Yeah. They walked away with $26,000.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That hurts.
Yeah. All's fair when it comes to puzzles. I don't know. I am so bad at it, though.
Lots of trucks lined up outside Scott Trade. Lady Gaga here tonight. And she is honoring a St. Louis youth with her Born This Way Foundation. M. Wolf. 15 receiving the Channel Kindness Award for commitment to improving his community through kindness, and they're hosting an equality party at the Gateway Region YMCA branch today, collecting inclusive books for St. Louis schools and libraries.
Way to go,
Em.
That's cool.
Yeah. Charles Manson in the hospital. One source is saying it's not going to get any better for him. He had health issues back in January, hospitalized for intestinal bleeding, needed surgery. He was deemed too weak by doctors, though, and sent back to prison. Somebody said his health has been steadily deteriorating, and it's just a matter of time. He's 83 years old.
How does a guy like that? So many great people die early, and yes, a guy like that makes it to his 80s. Mm.
Well, it looks like we won't have to worry about it much longer. Blake Shelton, sexiest man alive. We talked about that yesterday, but people are complaining that he's not sexy enough. There are plenty of sexier guys, and some people are talking about his sketchy past on Twitter. So, you know
what? It's to each his own. There's been sexiest men alive that I don't think are sexy at all. They don't do it for me, but why just all the anger toward Blake Shelton?
Get angry about something important. Mm-hmm. There's also a gallery of childhood pictures of the stars, including sexiest man alive, Blake Shelton. You can see it at Y98.com.
So good.
Some people think that Ansel Elgort from Fault in Our Stars and Baby Driver is very handsome. Sexy.
See, there you go. I do not think so at all.
He's 23, and if you're wondering if he's on the market, nope. He's still dating his high school sweetheart.
Oh, well, that's why I don't find him sexy, because he's 23, and that's creepy.
Yeah, it's not right.
It's not right.
Not right. The Rock's daughter, Simone. Yes, stay away from her. I would be afraid to date her if I were a guy, right? Going to talk to The Rock. She's been named the 2018 Golden Globe Ambassador, or what they used to call Miss Golden Globe.
Yeah.
Yes. Time for a little SP in the ES.
What?
Sports Chatter!
Because it's local. Max Scherzer, Washington Nationals, and also St. Louis, and won his third Cy Young for the National League.
What's his name again?
Max Scherzer.
Oh, yeah. Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer. Mm-hmm. That's your good St. Louis sports news. The bad, Ezekiel Elliott. The Dallas Cowboys has withdrawn his appeal. He'll serve his full suspension.
Sports Chatter!
That's it. Carrie Underwood's injury from her fall last week, more serious than she initially talked about. She had to have surgery on her wrist, and she said she'll be setting off airport metal detectors from now on. She had to cancel tonight's induction into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame. But next week, she and John Legend are co-hosting the Grammy's Greatest Stories, a 60th anniversary special. And the Warped Tour is ending after 24 years. 2018 will be its last. Rolling Stone created a list of the best pop punk albums. The top three, the Ramones come in at number three with Rocket to Russia. Number two, Enema of the State by Blink-182. And number one,
one of my favorite albums,
Dookie by Green Day.
Yeah. It's just I'm sure punk people will argue with
this. It's not punk enough.
True punk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like Lance, I could see him not liking that. I love that album.
Don't have a problem with it.
Oh, okay. It's great. Listen to the whole thing.
My first POM routine that I choreographed was a Ramones song.
Yes. Huh. It was rock and roll high school.
It was way too fast. I couldn't even perform it.
Rock and roll high school. Yeah. Ooh, I pulled a hammy. Celebrity birthdays.
Let's do it.
She played Denise.
Oh, Huxtable.
On The Cosby Show. And we found out that she was secretly married to Jason Momoa. Yeah.
Doesn't your wife have a thing for
Jason Momoa?
Jason Momoa? Only because he was a Dothraki. But I don't really think so.
What did you say?
Dothraki. He was in Game of Thrones.
I thought you were saying something about Rocky.
No. He was a Dothraki.
You don't even know how to say it.
I don't.
Dothraki. All right, so we're looking for Lisa Bonet. I'm going to say she is...
Well, I mean, her daughter with Lenny Kravitz, Zoe Kravitz, was in Big Little Lies.
Is she older than me? I'm going to say she is 49.
51.
I thought 50.
She's 50.
Ah.
Okay. Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Kind of glad Guy's not here because you know what movie he'd bring up.
Secretary.
Yeah, yeah, let's grosses me out every time. If you've ever seen the movie, you'll understand. Maggie Gyllenhaal, she's 30.
Married to Peter Skarsgård.
38.
Oh, man, you stole my age. So I'll go a little lower, 36.
She's older. I'm going to take it easy and say 39, but I think she's in her 40s.
40.
Lance is on fire.
From fire.
80s movie star. She also just recently officiated Patton Oswalt and Meredith Salinger's wedding. I'm talking about Martha Plimpton.
I love Martha Plimpton.
Good old Martha.
Oh, gosh.
She was a model for Calvin Klein jeans back in the day.
She was the one in Saving... What was that?
Running on Empty?
No,
oh,
the
she
sitcom.
Was in that Hope.
Saving Hope.
Saving Hope. And then she was in The Real O'Neills, which was a funny show, but it got canceled.
Let's not forget, Courtney's boyfriend Nick co-starred with her.
In the Goonies.
Yes, he
did. Yeah, they're good friends.
Look for him at the 18-minute mark. Martha Plimpton, man, I'm going to say she is 49.
50.
52.
47.
Oh,
wow. Come closest. That's the Schmig. More online at Y98.com. Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
And that is sponsored by Shop and Save. Oh.
Snowheads. Niall Horan on Y98 with Kevin, Lance, Courtney, and Jen.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Which one's which?
I'm Lance.
Okay, cool.
I just had a long conversation with somebody yesterday about how they listened to us for a long time, and everybody always says this. They think that I'm blonde and Courtney's a brunette. And then this is the first. Someone said, and I thought you were really short.
We've talked about how tall you are all the time.
But do you ever think anyone sounds short? Like I've heard that you sound blonde a lot, which I'm like, that's either a good thing or a bad thing. But I've never heard that I sound short. And they were asking, they haven't seen Kevin. And I said, the one comment he gets the most is like, I didn't know Kevin was so attractive.
Right, yeah, and they think I'm very street.
Yeah, they totally do.
Uh-huh.
What do they say about Lance? The ladies love Lance.
They do. They love the misconnections.
But Libby's got him. Jen and I are both going to be out this weekend, and I wanted to mention our events. I'm going to be out tomorrow night. I'm very excited about it. Paul Cook usually does this event every year since it's been happening, but it's called the Ice Bucket Bash, and it is tomorrow night. And it's such a great idea. Think about what the Ice Bucket Challenge did for ALS.
Oh, my gosh.
And
phenomenal.
The funding. Mm-hmm. And it was fluky. And it was it was viral. And everybody was participating. So they took this great thing that happened with fundraising for ALS and turned it to an event every single year. And what happens is it's a real chill event. It's there. It says for the dress code, cocktail casual. Or casual cool, I'm sorry. So it means like you can pretty much wear anything you are comfortable in.
Yes.
But there's 5 celebrities that raise money to get dunked, basically, by an ice bucket. And they compete with each other to try to make the most money. Because, you know, they all have egos. They want to raise the most money possible.
Right.
And this year, the featured celebrities are Bernie Federko.
Okay.
Cindy Pressler.
Yeah. Cindy, I see a cold front coming through. On your head.
Darren Sliman was supposed to be there, but he couldn't make it. Something came up, so Dan Gray is going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Rusty Keeley, who's a business guy in St. Louis that I've known my entire life. I think I'm going to have the most fun with him because the other one I'm a little afraid of, John Mozeliak.
Oh, you know he's going to get a lot of money, though, from somebody.
Well, here's what they do when they're up on stage. They start, like, trying to get money raised for them. So they give things away that you can't buy normally. Like last year, I think Kelly Chase got dunked and they did tours of the, Scott Trade, locker room visits.
I wonder if John Mozeliak has any pull with the Cardinals.
That's what I'm saying.
I wonder. Yeah, I could see that.
Oh my gosh. You could get a great.
It's a cool event. And again, it's tomorrow night at the Coronado. And I don't think, I don't know about any tickets remaining, but you can go to the ALS website or just Google Ice Bucket Bash. But I think it's on our website, too, at 198.com.
Okay, I am emceeing the fourth annual St. Louis Children's Hospital play date. I've emceed it every year except for last year when I was sick. But it's great, and it benefits so much that's going on at St. Louis Children's Hospital. This year's theme is Camp Playdate. So someone at work, Jamie, I borrowed her Girl Scout stuff. It's like people will dress up as campers.
Oh, that's
on
cute.
Saturday night.
You always have a blast at this.
Yes. 1 year, they always have a fun theme. So Camp Playdate, and they have tons of amazing auction items, including a New York City package, a stay at a New York City hotel, Today Show VIP behind the scenes tour of Studio 1A, and tickets to a live taping of Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, that's cool. Whoa.
And a dinner for two at a restaurant in New York City. They also have a Jimmy Kimmel Live package. Access for two in the Jimmy Kimmel Live VIP green room.
Man.
Wine and beer, food, and it's adjacent to all the dressing rooms for the talent on the show.
Yeah, both two St. Louis ties.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Right.
Round trip tickets via Southwest and a two-night stay at the Four Seasons in Los Angeles. They also have a Best of the Blues package. They have a great Cardinals package for home and away, Mexico. I mean, tons of great auction items and raising money for a great cause, Children's Hospital. There are only like 10 tickets left. Not many left. So you can go online, just Google St. Louis Children's Hospital play date, and you can get your tickets. But I hope to see you at the St. Louis Four Seasons on Saturday night. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
And that's sponsored by Indeed.
There's nothing holding me back.
Y98, Courtney, Kevin, and Jen with you this morning. I'm a little tired because day two of puppydom. George was up at 3 a.m.
Oh, have we decided on George being the name?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So
I brainwashed the children where they no longer want to call him Blizzard. His name is George.
Did you see what a lot of people posted? And I totally forgot about that. I will love him.
And hug him and call him George.
Yes.
I totally yes. forgot about
yeah.
that.
Yes. So George was up at 3 a.m. this morning.
At 3 a.m.? So were you.
Yes, I was. Hello. So I thought he had to go outside, and apparently he just wanted to hang out and play. But last night, this dog, if you haven't heard, we adopted a dog on Tuesday. He's 8 pounds. I know some people have cats bigger than this dog. That's as big as he's getting.
Yeah, my cat Bitsy is bigger. I know her name's Bitsy. Isn't that humorous? And she is a tub. With the shortest arms, she just falls over. It's sad.
Well, poor George jumps up on the couch, and then... Our couch is not that high off the ground, by the way. It's like a low couch. He's afraid to jump off of it.
Oh,
so you have to rescue him.
He's a tiny little boy.
He runs up the stairs with the kids and then is too afraid to go down. So you have to carry him down the stairs. So last night he goes up with the kids to help them get ready for bed and like jumps in their beds and all excited. And then it's time to go downstairs.
Crate him.
Ryan's like... Okay, buddy, let's go downstairs. Just you and me. And Ryan, like, slings his 8-pound white fluffy dog over his shoulder. And much to Courtney's dismay, I will not be posting a picture of Ryan with this
Ryan,
dog.
Ryan, you are man enough to have a picture with you and George. I've got to see the glee in your eyes. You know he's excited.
He likes him a lot.
Yeah, you guys are dog lovers. Yeah.
We are.
It was a long time since your last dog.
Yes, yes. I mean, he unfortunately died when our oldest was a year and a half. And then I was like, I have a baby. I can't handle the dog. And then Nora came along and I was like, I don't know if I can ever handle a dog.
I can't handle a child now.
But I can't complain because there's a story about a couple in Maryland. Their son was born 6 years ago. Then 4 years later, they had twins.
That's a good little space, though. You got a four-year-old now.
Mm-hmm. They just found out that they are pregnant again with triplets.
Man, what are the odds? Single, twins, triplets.
I actually have the odds for you. One kid, then two, then three. About 1 in 1,000. Which is
not high.
You have 6 kids. You were thinking, I'm going to have a 3-kid household. Because you got pregnant again.
Wow. Right, right.
Wow.
And they're girls.
All of them?
No.
No.
Oh.
Their son was born six years ago. Okay. They had identical twin boys.
And now they've got three girls.
They were trying maybe for one girl, and now it's even. Three boys, three girls.
Oh, they'll be big brothers to their little sister.
Yeah.
It's like the Brady.
They're excited.
No, it's nothing like the Brady's except for three and three. They're all the same mother and father. Well, at least we think.
Yes.
That's why it's like the Brady's.
Triplets are due in March. They said after that they're taking the necessary steps to make sure that six kids is all they have.
Yeah, no kidding.
And she said, I love being a mom. I can't explain the feeling of someone yelling at you all day, throwing toys at you, throwing up on you at the end of the day. You're there. Congratulations to them. And I think it puts your life in perspective today.
The music you hear on
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.